Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. The Washington Commanders are 3-8. Jaden Daniels is working his way back from a dislocated left elbow that he sustained in the blowout loss that Washington had a few weeks ago to the Seattle Seahawks. And what was such a fun 2024, it's been the opposite in 2025, and it just feels like every game last year that Washington won, they are now finding a way to lose. That's the lead story as we tell you everything about the Washington Commanders here on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready, boss?
The phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
So I wanted to read you guys a breakdown from a national reporter. Here's my take in case you haven't heard it. Jaden Daniels needs to play because Jaden Daniels needs reps, and Jaden Daniels needs to prove to himself and to the fan base that he can start, play, and finish a game without getting injured. And I'd like to see him do that for at least three games in a row to close out the season and give us some excitement and give free agents a reason to want to come to Washington and develop some momentum for the offseason. That's my take. Dan Graziano says, as for Jaden Daniels, the Commanders have a bye this week and will examine everything. They've lost six in a row. And there has to be an external debate about whether it makes sense to bring Jaden Daniels at all back this season. From what I've been told, the plan in Washington is still that Daniels will return to the starting lineup once doctors clear him from the elbow injury. Here's another national opinion from Fowler. Washington's situation with Daniels is more complicated from my view. Sources have maintained that while Daniels could return for Week 13 against Denver, the team has loosely braced for a 5 to 6 week absence just in case. That tells me that shutting him down remains a possibility based on his durability this season with three separate injuries and the team's current standing. Big picture talks about how to proceed will play out over the coming days and provide clarity one way or the other. I'm going to be a little upset, Jeremy, if the Commanders decide to shut down Jaden Daniels for the season and wrap him in bubble wrap. I'm going to be a little upset.
I wouldn't be surprised if they did, especially if they're still on that losing streak. I understand you need him to get reps, but at the same time, you don't want an injury in a meaningless season and a meaningless game to affect the next season that, for all intents and purposes, could be another NFC Championship run that we saw last year.
Yes, and everything is true about that, but is Jaden Daniels an NFL franchise quarterback off of one season? A lot of us want to say yes. I'm desperate to say yes. I don't think that works in the NFL. I think you need multiple seasons of successful play. And so You're learning every time you're out there. You're learning every play. You're learning every snap. And to be honest, he hasn't been able to stay healthy this season. And even when he has not been up to the standard that he set as a rookie. Yes, he hasn't had a good enough at offensive line. Yes, he hasn't had his weapons at wide receiver. He didn't have great weapons last year at wide receiver. He made it work. And so, to me, this is Jaden needs to play to prove that he's not injury prone. Because if you just keep him off for the rest of the season, like, how many free agent wide receivers are going to say they still want to come play for Jaden Daniels after the way this season has played out? All of a sudden, Drake May enters into the conversation. All of a sudden, Caleb Williams has a lot of momentum entering into the conversation. Bo Nix, right? Maybe even like a Tyler Shough at the end of the season. You don't know because it's what have you done for me lately? And so I think Jaden Daniels, he's going to need these reps. If next year is going to be a conference championship run, Jaden Daniels needs to play better at the end of this season for me to believe that that can happen. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I bring all of this up to say, I think the front office is not going to listen to me. I think the front office is going to be extra cautious because they know the history of the quarterback position in Washington and what happened to RG3 and the fact that this season is over. And I think in that building, they didn't believe the season was over. That's why they didn't shut him down when an injury happened. And in that building, I believe they thought they were going to go to Madrid, get a win, and get things rolling again. That didn't happen. And so with a 3-8 record and the fact that he hasn't been able to stay healthy this season, I could see ownership being extra cautious and shutting him down. I don't think it would be the right decision, but I think it's trending towards that happening with the reports we've heard and the record.
Yeah, like I said, I think that's probably the approach they're going to take. I think you're right. There is merit in having him go out there, get more run, get more experience. He is still a really young quarterback, a really young player. But also, I think that's the right move in the long run. I think you can say he's a franchise quarterback after what we saw. He played good enough to be in top five conversations for the overall quarterback in the NFL, not just rookies, but all quarterbacks in the NFL right now. I think there's real reason to think he could be your franchise guy, and I don't think there's a lot of doubt in that in Washington.
You're right, but there's also a lot of quarterbacks this season that played better than Jaden Daniels. There's two scenarios, all right? There's the best case scenario and the worst case scenario. The best case scenario is he comes back, they win three straight games, he looks like himself. Wide receivers and tight ends that are around the league that are going to become free agents are like, wow, look what they're doing in Washington with Jaden Daniels. Worst case scenario is he suffers a big injury that hurts him in the offseason. It messes with his development, and it questions whether he would be ready to start next season. And the best case scenario just doesn't even compare to the worst case scenario, and that's why I think they would cautionly hold him out. I don't think it's the right move because I don't think you can be scared of injury. And again, I want to see him play a game, start and finish it, because it's like that was the struggle for him this year, right? And he also doesn't have a win of his own against the Dallas Cowboys. And to me, that's kind of very important for him and his development. Is that's our arch rival right there, right? We can't have you come out and look the way you did against Dallas. We can't have you come out and look the way you have in the past against Philly. Like last season, he was seeing ghosts on Thursday Night Football against Philly. I think Jaden needs the reps. He needs the experience. Now, I've also been saying this. If he's fully healthy and the offensive line is improving. Well, against the Miami Dolphins, I would say they had improved. I would say there was a better performance. We were able to run the ball. That's the step in the right direction. So if I'm the one making the decision, I'm sitting him after the bye against the Broncos and seeing how the offensive line protects for Mariota and how we're able to run the football, and I'm probably committing to bringing him back against Minnesota.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Yeah. It'd be after the bye, obviously, and I don't know how long it takes to heal a broken arm, but I don't think it's less than a month. I think it's if he's coming back, it'd be the last few weeks of the season at all.
What I don't love is my 24-year-old quarterback Jaden Daniels signing with one of the biggest players in talent in sports, joining three art sports, aligning with Travis Kelce and Myles Garrett to start his own production company. I don't care about that. I hate this story so much. Focus on football. I hate it. How these damn NFL athletes and NBA players, they think that they got to step into other lanes and like start a podcast. Like that, no, your focus should be your focus. That should be the only thing that you focused on 100% of the time. Part of me thinks Jane Daniels hasn't stayed healthy goes hand in hand with the fact that we're seeing him in all these damn commercials. I know that's not true, but I'm telling you as a fan, it pisses me off to see a guy doing all this stuff off the field when his product on the field's not good enough. I still love Jaden. I still want him to be the franchise quarterback. I'm just telling you, it rubs me the wrong way. And now he's starting his own production company. I think there's a million other things he should be doing, in my mind.
Yeah, I think that's another thing that signals he's done for the year. I think that's a lot of what that means, right? It also kind of signals that, I mean, he's pairing up with Travis Kelce and Myles Garrett. These are two guys that are very well respected in the league. If you're throwing Jaden in that conversation, even if he doesn't play again, I think you're still seeing that people want to play with Jaden. Something like this could mean broader things, not just, oh, he's distracted from on the field.
I can see a scenario. Jaden Daniels does not play as good as we need him to play, and then he comes up to a contract, and he's the talk of the town. Everybody still loves him, even though after the 12-5 season, we had a 4-13, then we had a 9-8, then we had a 10-7, and he's out of his contract, and everyone's going to say, Washington, you have to pay him to make him the highest-paid quarterback of all time because he's got this public image and he's got this production. And then Washington's going to be handcuffed because they're going to give him all that money and not be able to put any money elsewhere.
They're going to be handcuffed anyway. They're going to give him that contract anyway. It doesn't matter what happens off the field with a production company. If he's as good as we all think he is, and I think he is, he's going to get that $60 million deal in a couple years anyway.
Yeah, I just think a lot of times NFL players get paid extra based off of their social media following and the type of, you know, personality that they are based rather than their production. Von Miller shouldn't have gotten paid what he got paid, but it's because of the, you know, the face that he is. And so like, that's what I just hate is I could see this happening here where Jaden Daniels is going to get paid and not perform to that level.
Yeah, that's definitely something to be concerned, and we'll have to see how he plays when he gets back on the field, whether that be this season or next season. But I still have full faith in him. I'm not concerned about this in the slightest.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, you have to hit and win a Super Bowl before he gets paid. It's going to become nearly impossible after that. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, overwhelmed with the amount of stuff going on in the sports world. In the Atlantic 10 for men's college basketball, VCU will be at home against Coppin State Saturday. Keep listening to 910, The Fan, for your chance to win tickets. Every week we're giving away tickets to VCU basketball home games this season at the Stew. But the A-10 commissioner, Bernadette McGlade, sent out a headline. She will be retiring at the end of this season. UVA athletics, always in the news, it feels like, right now. UVA basketball off to a good start with new coach Ryan Odom. UVA football saw their team not listed in the 12-team college football playoffs. Instead, Miami in, representing the ACC. For Virginia Tech football, they made a hire, James Franklin. His introductory press conference you heard today right here on 910 The Fan. Bill Roth will join us next. He's the play-by-play voice of the Hokies. But Thursday night football kicks off week 12 in the National Football League tomorrow. It's time to go around the league and pick the games of the week here on NFL Hits with AWOD. So Jeremy knows we give out the 3-star, the 2-star, the 1-star, and the dud game of the week. And at this point in the season, feels like the amount of 3-star games goes up and up and up. You don't see that many 2-star games. You get more 1-star and duds. Bills, Texans, that's a 2-star game for me. It's not a 3-star game. Buffalo needs to bounce back. But the Texans, even though they're without their starting quarterback again, they still have a playoff hope. And as we've talked about, Jeremy, in this AFC this year, I think 9 wins could actually get in. In the NFC, it feels like you're going to need 10. Because you look at Texas, they're 500. Kansas City's 500. Baltimore's 500. I think one of those teams will get in. Maybe 9-8. Yeah. Probably will end up having to be 10-7, but Texas still have a shot. So that's a 2-star game. Steelers, Bears. 3-star game. I'm fired up for that one. I don't even need Aaron Rodgers in this one. I'm defending Mike Tomlin and his legacy. He never finishes below 500. They're not going to back into the playoffs. I think they're going to win that damn division. Steelers, Bears, 3-star game. Patriots, Bengals. I mean, that's a bit of a dud right there, if you ask me. I think the Patriots win. It's kind of crazy they're given 8 points on the road, but Cincinnati defensively this year has been awful. It's been okay with Burrow out and Flacco in, but yeah, I think that's a dud game, just like Giants at Lions. Dud game. I think blowout win. Vikings, Packers. What do you think? 1-star? 2 stars? It's not a dud of a game there, because it's a division rivalry game and Minnesota's not eliminated. There's just not much juice right now.
I think I'll give it 1-star. It's still a division game, and I guess the Vikings still have a chance. J.J. McCarthy looking to bounce back.
They did 2 weeks ago after they beat Detroit. 2 disappointing losses in a row. Pissed me off because that was my overreaction. Seattle at Tennessee. That's another dud game. I mean, we are filled with dud games this weekend. Colts, Chiefs. That's a 3-star game, though. That's absolutely... And it feels like it's almost an elimination game for Kansas City at this point. Like, they're not going to end up winning that division. They're going to battle with the 3 teams we mentioned, Houston, Baltimore, and themselves, to overtake maybe Jacksonville. But Jacksonville's got a few wins still on their schedule. So I'm not going to pick against the Chiefs to this weekend because they're at home, and I'm not going to pick against them to make the playoffs. But I might if they lose this game. Jets, Ravens. I'm expecting a Ravens blowout. Give me a dud. Browns, Raiders. Can we simulate this game? Dud. Unless you want to give me a star for Shador. Well, that's fine with me.
I'm okay with the dud on that one.
Jaguars, Cardinals. One star. Eagles, Cowboys. I'm going to give it two stars because Dallas is coming off of a win. And Philadelphia, even though they're coming off of another win, and I think the vibes are high, it's just one loss and all of a sudden they could be dysfunctional again. I think Philly would win this game. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the Cowboys' offense got hot and put up, 35 and the Eagles just couldn't keep up with them. Because here's my thing. If this game becomes a shootout, Dallas wins. If it's a lower-scoring game, Philly will end up taking it in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's just going to be a battle between the offense of the Cowboys and the defense of the Eagles, two of the better units on either side of the ball in all of the NFL.
Falcons, Saints. Oh, my goodness, we're filling up with duds. 3-7 Atlanta, 2-8 Saints. The two teams in that division that are going nowhere fast. Bucks, Rams, three-star game. Absolutely. That's right now, that would be my gut reaction for the certified game of the week. I mean, I thought the Baker and the Bucks had a good offensive game against the Bills. That ended up being the highest scoring game of the weekend. It was our certified game last week. I would expect this one to be high scoring as well. Even though the Rams defensively can shut teams out, you know, Baker ends up moving the football and scoring points. I'm very excited for that game Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. Monday night, I'm giving three stars on Monday night football. Doesn't matter who's the quarterback of the 49ers. What matters is Christian McCaffrey healthy or not. For the Panthers, I don't know how they're winning games. How many games has their backup won this year? How many games has it been Bryce Young?
It's all Bryce Young. Andy Dalton played one game and they got absolutely destroyed by the Packers. I mean, he just went for 450 yards. That's a franchise record. You got to give him a little bit of props.
Yeah, you're kind of turning into a Bryce Young fan.
I am a little bit of a Bryce Young fan.
My hottest take when he drafted number one overall was that he was going to be a bust, and I'm sticking with it. And I haven't seen anything to change my mind. He scored and threw for 440 yards on Atlanta. That does nothing for me. You know, Marcus Mariota scored all those points and then 300 yards on Atlanta. People score on Atlanta. They were one of the worst teams in the league last year in sacks, and it's not much different, and Raheem Morris is probably going to end up getting fired. Bryce Young still has a lot of work to do to prove to me that he's not a bust, but it is nice to see Carolina at least above 500 and relevant this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. To close out this NFL segment here, so we just looked at all the games this week, right? And for Washington, it's a bye week. Week 13 in the National Football League is the weird one, right? You got three games on Thursday. Why is that? Thanksgiving. You got a Friday game. Black Friday on Amazon Prime, a Sunday slate, and Monday Night Football. And then the next week, it's the weird bit where those that played on Thursday are kind of regrouping and going to all play again on a different date. And you will have Cowboys Lions the following Thursday on Amazon Prime. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Anytime you hear N or Sandman, you know we're going to talk Virginia Tech football. Joining us right now for the Cowan Gates Hokies update, play-by-play voice of Virginia Tech football, Bill Roth. What's up, Bill?
Wow, what a special day today was in Blacksburg at Castle Coliseum with James Franklin being introduced, and to have a packed house for a press conference, and then to see all of our constituents, from our biggest donors to our 18-year-old freshman who got to witness history today. Very surreal day, exciting day, obviously. It's a new day, clearly, for Virginia Tech athletics.
Bill, could you turn yourself up a little bit so we can get everybody?
Sure. Is that a little bit better for
Absolutely.
You down there?
Absolutely.
There you go.
It is such a big day in Blacksburg, and I've been saying home run higher, grand slam higher, slam dunk higher, every metaphor I can come up with. The thing I keep going back to was when Coach Pry got fired, Coach Franklin was never supposed to be available.
No, I don't think anyone expected it, especially James. And, they were undefeated. They were ranked number two in the country when the Hokies made the move with Brent Pry. And a committee was formed. But it really goes back before that. Virginia Tech's commitment financially to this is remarkable. And it's a definite 180. We've talked about this in the past. The money that the university is going to pump into athletics is I don't know that the terms of Coach Franklin's contract have been publicly released.
Yeah.
I've seen it. This is major. This is major, huge money that Virginia Tech's investing in its football program. I don't know where it'll rank nationally, but it's going to be up among the very, very top. And to get a coach with the pedigree of Coach Franklin, obviously there has to be an investment not only in his salary but on other things as well: coordinators, staffing, NIL, the whole thing. And those numbers are. It's a when I say it's a new day in Blacksburg, that's an understatement. I was talking with one of our bigger fans, donors, and this day reminds me an awful lot of the day Virginia Tech got into the ACC in 2003. This isn't just the hiring of a coach. This is a completely tenfold reinvestment in athletics, to the commitment of the economy of this region, to the university. Football's a part of it, obviously. It's the biggest part of it. But it's very, very substantial. And to have the Board of Visitors appointed by the governor, to have everybody on board from the governor's office in Richmond to our board to our president to our AD down to the coach, that alignment was a big selling point for Franklin. I think he used the word alignment like five times.
Yeah.
And it's not just the AD. It goes all the way to the governor's office at a state school like Tech. And then the other thing is, Coach Franklin mentioned he watched the last couple of Virginia Tech home games and couldn't believe how big the crowds were for a team that's having a losing season and the place is packed. And he said he and his wife watched the last couple of games and they were just amazed at the support. And he's been through this. I think that, he was not out of a job very long. And for Virginia Tech to kind of win this coaching sweepstakes early, when there's a lot of really big-time jobs open, is pretty remarkable.
Absolutely. What can you tell us about, the behind-the-scenes of this hire?
Well, we're putting together a podcast. It'll be up here in the next 90 minutes or so. You know, when Bud Foster and Jay Pearson are two names that really helped get this done. Bud knew James. You know, Bud was a longtime Hokies defensive coordinator. And the week that Coach Franklin was fired by Penn State, Bud reached out to him just to say, hey, thinking about you, good luck. We didn't even know that James wanted to stay in coaching. But James and Bud had a relationship. And then Jay Pearson, who's a Virginia Tech Board of Visitors member and on the search committee, he was a Bulldog. And they flew up to James's house Friday afternoon. We were on our way to Tallahassee. I guess by the time they got there, we were in Tallahassee for the football game. But Bud and Jay were in State College, and they went to Franklin's house, and they had a spaghetti dinner. And Level 7 will be posted here, I don't know, hopefully by 2:30 or 3 o'clock Eastern on our Virginia Tech Sports Network podcast page, which you can get on Spotify or Apple or whatever. And, it was a home visit like a recruit. And I think they closed the deal Friday night over spaghetti in State College. And the fit is just so good. He's so good at recruiting in the Mid-Atlantic region. He knows everyone, all the high schools. I think we're going to have an amazing staff. And, Penn State's timing on this is to Virginia Tech's benefit.
Right.
Because not only are the Hokies going to end up getting Penn State's head coach, Awad, they're going to get Penn State's recruiting machine. They're going to get the people at Penn State that recruited are coming to Blacksburg. And it's not just one person. It's an army trading in blue and white to orange and maroon. And, Penn State's always going to be good. They'll replace them. But right now, this is a very, very big day for Tech. And a huge commitment for the ACC. I talked with Jim Phillips. You'll hear from him on our podcast, too. It's a big day. I mean, look, it's 1:30. An hour ago, I'm standing in Coach's office schmoozing with Jimmy Sexton, who's James's agent, and with Coach Beamer's agent, and we're laughing and cutting it up, and he's going on the Pat McAfee show.
Right.
And I'm thinking, how is this possible? Like, this wasn't even in the realm of possibility 6 weeks ago. And it's a new day in college athletics, and if the investment is there at Tech with everybody rowing in the same direction, we can do magical things here. So, but a very surreal day.
I want to focus in on the timing of this hire here. With two games to go and how he will kind of be taking a look at every single person that's on the roster, and he'll be looking at the competition, and then they'll be, scouting the transfer portal. It needed to happen, it felt like, before the end of November.
Well, it gives Virginia Tech a huge leg up on any other coaches, any other coaching vacancies.
Right.
Because you're right. So we have a home game with Miami Saturday. They're going to have a ton of recruits. Penn State's had 17 decommits. And they had a top 20 class. So I'm guessing one of those top recruits committed to WVU yesterday. But
yeah,
we're gonna have a bunch of recruits making official visits. And here's the other thing that's very interesting, and I wanted to double check this. I actually ran it by our compliance officer today. Derek's our head of compliance. If there's a coaching change, you can take a second official visit to the same school. So even kids that may have taken an official visit to Virginia Tech at any point in the last 6 or 7 months, we can pay to bring them back again now because we've changed coaches. So that's really unique. So in other words, someone took an official visit to Virginia Tech, committed somewhere else. They can now revisit Tech because Franklin's here. So they've been really very, very aggressive recruiting over the weekend and now here tonight in terms of how they want to play this. And he'll have a chance to watch practice. By the way, Coach was amazing today. Coach Franklin talking about his respect for Philip Montgomery. Coach Franklin addressed the team. He's going to meet with the guys individually here in a little bit and talk about your focus is on beating Miami and beating UVA. Don't worry about a roster spot next year. Don't worry about if you're on this team. He says, even if you're a Hokie, you're one of my players right now. Even though you're playing for Phil Montgomery, you're one of my players. I got your back. Beat Miami, beat UVA. If you're on our team, awesome. But he's going to support them even if they go somewhere else. And you saw a real emotional – I was watching our players. They were sitting in the stands at Castle. It was really, really neat. Obviously, we're going to have a much different roster, I think, in January than the one we have now.
Bill Roth with us here for the Cowan Gates Hokies update. If somebody asked you about James Franklin's secret sauce, what would you point to? Like, I think what sticks out to me is his ability to recruit the skill position, wide receiver, tight end, running backs.
You know, I met him for 20 seconds. But everyone that visited with him during this process talked about how organized he is and how buttoned up he is, much like Buzz Williams was. There's no ambiguity. Everything is crossed. Every I is dotted in everything. Everything is done perfectly every time, almost military-like. It reminds me, you know, Coach K was like that. Buzz is like that. Just people that if you say you're going to call at 1, you don't call at 101. If the team bus is leaving at 5, you don't load your bags at 4:58, because he said he's a player's coach, but he's very strict, and he's going to demand accountability, and he works really hard, and that's what I get out of him. He really reminds me of a very, very organized CEO.
Bill, we really appreciate you taking the time. I would like to touch on the CFP for 2 seconds here.
Yeah.
And it's setting up to piss me off if Miami has the same exact record as Notre Dame and the head-to-head win, but they're not in.
Well, I almost chuckled last night. You know, Miami has bad losses, according to the committee, to Louisville and SMU, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But Alabama's loss to Florida State isn't a bad loss. Explain that. Why does Alabama get a pass? They lost to Florida State. And here we are, and it's just a lack of respect to SMU and a lack of respect for Louisville.
Yeah.
Those teams have really good computer ratings. And in my mind, Notre Dame's resume, very similar to Miami's, and they played, and Miami won. And if you beat somebody head-to-head, it's got to count for something.
Right.
That's why you, when there's a committee and you can make any point you want. But Miami's in a really weird spot because they could beat the Hokies Saturday and beat Pitt next week and get left out.
Right. Are you more upset that they're behind Alabama than Notre Dame?
Notre Dame, more so.
Yeah. And it's setting up for Texas, who should be eliminated, to beat Texas A&M and leapfrog 3 or 4 teams.
The answer, of course, is in the NFL model, where we don't need committees to see who makes the playoffs. Right?
Yeah.
And if Team A beats Team B, then Team A advances. Not, well, Team A won the game, but, you know, Team B's body of work is better, so let's let Team B advance. And that's what happens when you have committees. And there's conflicting interests. I mean, I know they have to be neutral and they have to be objective, but at the same time, you know, it's very important for the SEC to get as many teams into this thing as possible, and the SEC and the Big Ten are controlling things.
Yeah.
And, you know, is it a fair deck? No. We try to make it as fair as possible, quite obviously. But at the same time, it doesn't – those of us that are around this for a long time, there's too much you shake your head, because you could justify anything. You can, by saying, their quarterback was out, so they don't deserve to go. And that happened to our league a few years ago. Remember with Florida State?
Yeah.
Florida State went undefeated, lost their quarterback, won the ACC championship game without him, and dropped. And you know what? I don't think Florida State's ever recovered.
I think that's a true statement. I completely agree.
They haven't recovered from that game.
Right.
They went undefeated. They were number 2. Their quarterback got hurt. They used a backup to win the ACC championship game. Their team rallied and won a game, and the committee said, well, your quarterback's out, you're out. That's inconceivable to me. But yeah, it happened. And yeah, I happen to personally, I'm not a Seminoles fan, I like Mike Norvell. He's a really nice guy, and I think he's a pretty good coach, but he's a nice guy. He didn't deserve that. And I don't think FSU's recovered, and I think that's hurt the ACC. And if we only get one team in the playoffs this year, it's another blow to the ACC.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens in the next couple of weeks. I will say this. Saturday, Miami visits. Miami needs to win big. And the Hokies, if the Hokies beat them, the Canes are clearly out. But even a close game could knock Miami out, evidently, the way it looks right now. Would you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. I find it unlikely the ACC get two teams in.
It seems that way. Yeah, right? It seems that way.
Because they're not going to respect a Georgia Tech win over Georgia. They're going to make something up, you know?
It seems... You know, it sounds like you're crying about spilt milk, and it hasn't spilt yet.
Yeah.
But, you know, last year we were concerned, and we got three in, right? I think last year they may have seen the errors of their 2023 misstep. But I do think that, you know, last year we didn't think we'd get three teams in the college football playoff out of our league, and we did.
Bill, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
You bet, buddy. Bye-bye.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Want to do a little inside radio right here. I was actually downstairs talking with the sales staff, and one of them was upset because they believed that Owen has his own segment now on AWOD Radio. And I said, no, we have an open door policy. Anybody can come in.
That's right.
And Brian, the traffic reporter, has dropped in once again. And I did tell them, like, when Owen comes in, it's not really his segment. It's more us making fun of the fact that he is paid more than anybody in the Survivor pool. Like, if Jeremy wins, he will be winning Owen's money. If I win, I'll be winning Owen's money.
That should be the name of the pool, Win Owen's Money.
We might have to call it that next year. So you busted through the door today. Nearly gave me a heart attack. What's going on? How are you?
Well, I've spent most of my morning downstairs, you know, working, of course, and going back and forth listening to this James Franklin press conference down in Blacksburg.
Did he impress you?
You know, he did win the press conference, so, and as with any good coach or manager hire, we'll have to see how the wins and losses looking about 12 months from today.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But
going into week 11 next year, we'll see.
I thought it was interesting because you told me you've heard mixed reviews. I've heard nothing but good things about this hire.
The only real negative I heard were some podcast folks down in Southwest Virginia that were questioning the quickness of James Franklin's dismissal from Penn State after going to, I guess, a game short of the national championship game last year, and then being only 3-3 when he got fired. So the rumor down there, they felt like there was something that took place with, you know, at Penn State.
Yeah, it was a loss to UCLA.
It was a loss to it. Correct,
but,
right.
Like, here's the thing is, instead of complaining about that, you should be talking about how this should not have been possible.
Right.
At this time last year,
mm-hmm.
they were the number two team in the country, and Virginia Tech was losing games to Miami and other teams.
Right.
There's no reason that he should have wanted to come to Blacksburg. Now, if you want to question this move, the one thing I think you're questioning is, how quickly will he leave?
Oh, absolutely.
Because if he has success at Virginia Tech, he will bounce to an Ole Miss or an LSU or a Florida or SEC team.
Yeah.
But that's what I've been saying about VCU basketball. If you want to leave, you got to have success first. And he's not going to get offered another job unless I think he takes Virginia Tech to the CFP.
Well, let me tell you something. As a Virginia Tech fan, if Virginia Tech can morph themselves into a VCU, and here's what I mean by that, by being competitive every season like they used to be, I take it.
Yeah.
Because Virginia Tech, in a large sense, has not been competitive in quite some time. Now, listen, I know there's those UVA fans sitting out there going, oh, my gosh, you know, if we only had Virginia Tech's record over the last 15 or 20 years, we'd be in good shape. And they're not wrong. But you know what? Success brings the spoils, right? So you get spoiled when, you know, there were so many years where I remember the game James Franklin was at when he was on the Maryland staff back in the 2003. It was 55-7 Tech at the end of three quarters, and I just felt bad for Ralph Regan.
So you think back to that year, all right? Virginia Tech goes 10-3. Next year, 11-2. And that's when the streak started, right? 10-3, 11-3, 10-4, 10-3, 11-3, 11-3. He takes the Penn State job in 2012, I believe.
That's, 13 years or so he was up there.
That was the first year Virginia Tech had below 10 wins, 7-6, and then 8-5, and then 7-6. I'm telling you, I think there's a direct correlation between him taking the Penn State job and Virginia Tech losing more games because he was taking all the recruits.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
By the way, James Franklin knows where Hopewell, Virginia is.
Yeah.
Very few do.
Right.
He does. And probably has a pretty good relationship with all those coaches.
He knows where King George is.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
He Essex. He knows all about the private schools in D.C., the public schools in D.C. That's why I said yesterday, you know who hates this hire the most is Mike Loxley. Because at Maryland, you're already struggling in the Big Ten at Maryland. Now you're going to lose all the recruits here to Virginia Tech.
And here's what I liked about here's the one piece of that press conference that I took away and said, okay, as a fan, I like this. He's trying, we'll see if it works. He's going to draw a balance between the high school recruiting and the portal, because a lot of the mentality these days is you don't even have to talk to these high school kids. They can go to play in, you know, some, you know, American conference school,
right.
JMU,
North
and then
Texas.
We'll just pick them out.
Yeah.
But he said that's not really the way he's going to work business, at least not initially. He wants to develop these players. So we'll see if that works. We'll see if the money's there to do that.
I think you take your shot on a 5-star.
Sure.
I think you 4 stars. Yeah, go to JMU. Go to North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you after a few years. But yeah, this is it's a celebration today for Hokies fans. I didn't see this coming. I really didn't.
I haven't seen the Hokie bird that happy since he was hugging up on the Virginia Tech women's coach that they hired last spring.
So good news for Hokies football. And as Michael said, you know, they got Miami this weekend. They might be down 28 at the half. And then they might run James Franklin out there on the field, and everybody will get crazy and not care.
They do have a segment, and I can't remember if it's before the fourth quarter where somebody comes out and does the Let's Go Hokies with the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure it's usually some alum. You know, Michael Vick's done it, and, you know, Marcus
Eddie
Vick's
Royal.
Done it, Eddie Royal, sure. But he's probably going to be the guy on Saturday to do that, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing about James Franklin is Bud Foster deserves a lot of credit for this.
Well, I tell you what, Bud Foster is something else, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he is. I'm surprised there's not a building or two named after Bud Foster on that building.
Yeah.
On that campus, I should say.
There should be. And, I think that you have to credit the committee also. I mean, I was surprised with how many people questioned the committee, an 8-person committee. And there were people saying, oh, well, when you have a committee, that just means that you have an excuse to get it wrong because not everyone's going to agree. The committee, I think every single one of them agreed James Franklin was the right guy.
By the way, I asked Michael Phillips, I didn't catch the very front end of the press conference today when Whit Babcock was the first to speak. I was kind of thinking that Whit Babcock might get the Roger Goodell NFL draft treatment where you walk out and you get booed incessantly and you wave the arms and go, let's go, more. But apparently they were nice to him, so we'll see how
Whit
that works
has
out.
Done a good job setting himself up for looking back 20 years from now. You're going to say, you're not going to talk about the failures of Whit Babcock. You're going to say, he got us 200 plus million and James Franklin. We'll see you later.
Well, and you know what? Only because he was only around, I think, because it was a James Franklin hire. This been some, again, a third, I won't say no name, but something that didn't inspire the donor base. I don't think that would have been as well received with him. This kind of works in his favor. For now, it does. Of course, got to win, but
this is a national name.
Yeah.
This is the most popular person that's coming to Blacksburg since Frank Beamer. It's not even close.
This is great. This is a great day. Everyone should celebrate.
But you're right, though. He won the press conference. He'll win the first game. It's VMI. And then you got to strap him up.
I just wonder
put the helmet on. And keep
I just
wearing.
Wonder if that VMI game even happens. You know, you might want to. You know, what if he's going to hire Ricky Ronnie? You know, he used to work for him.
There's been conversations. He was at ODU.
I know. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ronnie was involved. I know. I actually personally loved that he was brought to tears talking about Brett Pry today during the press conference because I think he really does love the family, Pry family and everyone.
A friend of mine asked
like
me
a lot.
If I live near ODU, and I was like, no, it's not really. They didn't know where it was. It's like, is that Richmond?
Are you the traffic reporter and giving out geography lessons now here on AWOD Radio. How the roads looking?
Looking pretty good.
I heard there was a big power outage in Richmond this week.
Well, we have a humongous gas power generator in the back of this building, so if there is one, it didn't affect us. So
this thing's still working? We'll be back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.